Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are Anchor Moms.
All right. Welcome back to Anchor Moms, the podcast. Katie, it is like back in the day, the COVID style. We are joining you via Skype this week.
Yes. And why? Because friends, COVID finally got me. COVID finally got us. Yep. So it's a very long story. But we went on vacation, kind of all felt kind of like icky, Brian and River and I, and we came back on a Saturday, took a test on a Sunday morning. I don't know if I've taken about 600 COVID tests at this point, I would say, and like ever since COVID tests became a thing, every time you get a cold, you know, you have a kid in preschool.
I've taken
a million of them. And this, like, it turned positive. Like, it was
so,
like,
quickly,
like literally within, you know, normally it takes like, it says wait 15 minutes. Like, no, it was like, that line was like positive. It like turned within 3 seconds. And I was so surprised. I had to call like Brian over, like, wait, can you like, just look at like, is this real? Yeah. And he was like, yeah, that's real. So then he took one. And of course,
yeah, it's funny, so they say to wait 15 minutes because I feel the same way. If you're positive, it's like, boom.
Right.
I mean, I feel like it's kind of like, you do not have to wait the whole 15 minutes if you're positive.
It's like a pregnancy test, right? You know, right, how like a pregnancy test is like, you know, just, I can't remember how long, but like wait a couple of minutes and like, like 30 seconds, whether or not it's positive or not.
You walk away just to give yourself the 2 minutes and then you're like, I know,
Right.
So I'm so sorry, friend. It's not fine.
Thank you. No, you know, I mean, thankfully so far we have just had like mild COVID symptoms.
Yeah.
This is the thing about COVID too. If you've had COVID, Karen, I know you have. It's like you wake up one day and you're like, I'm good. Everything's great. And then like 6 hours later, you're like, wait, I have like a fever and I'm achy. So you just really have to take it day by day. But right now I feel pretty good. I'm off work, or I'm not going to the station, obviously, here this week.
Right.
So that, I mean, that's good because I'm not infecting other people. And So mild symptoms thus far, which is good.
And the other, like you mentioned, it's just hard because every day you're like, is it going to get worse? Is it going to get better? Am I through? Am I over the hump? Am I not?
Right.
It's just kind of an unknown. But
right.
I'm glad you're not dying. Sounds like you're doing okay. Everybody's
I'm not
semi-surviving as you cough, but just colds. It could be worse, right?
Could be worse. You know, double vaccinated, boosted, like, so thank goodness for all of that, because I feel like I could be a lot sicker had I not gone ahead and
I do
got
hate that it like
so.
Interrupted your beach trip though. That's never fun.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. But at least we got to go to the beach, right? So.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather have COVID at the beach than at my house.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's better at the beach.
Everything is better at the beach. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my. Well, I hope you all get better soon.
Thank you.
And get over it quickly.
Thank you.
Sending you lots of, patience.
Yeah.
A week at home with all of the family is really the most challenging part of the whole thing.
Well, as you know, like, it was like, it's a small miracle because, of course, like, all of us are here. River's here. Brian's here. And Brian's trying to work from home, too. So it's like a small miracle that we're even doing this right now. By the way, is this your, like, at-home setup? Like, when you're, like, Skyping?
Because
I don't ever see it. It does. Like, I feel like I'm watching network television. Meanwhile, I'm like, I got a cat. I'm in my bed. I got a cat in here. Like,
I mean, you know, it's funny. I was realizing, you know, this was me when we were doing this over COVID, you know, like a year ago when we were having the Skype. And then I realized, like, I got my desk set up post when, you know, after we were done Skyping for the podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it looks lovely and it looks very, like, do you have lipstick on?
I do. I like even put makeup on for you, Katie.
What is happening? Mm-hmm. What is happening?
I know. Okay. Well, I've got some other stuff to do today, you know.
Oh,
busy day. All right, well, let's dive in here. I love this first article. Have you heard about this?
Watched it last night. Well, I watched
Did you?
Because I was like, I hadn't heard about it. Brian had heard about it.
Oh, really?
He had seen it on like Netflix.
Okay. Well, let's yeah. tell people. Yeah. So it's Old Enough is the name. Okay. It's on Netflix. It's the uh-huh. show. Uh-huh. The article is Old Enough Netflix show sparks global debate on parenting and child safety. So I had not heard of this either, but I, like you, got on my little Netflix and was like, I'm uh-huh. going to check this out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, Watch mm-hmm. an episode. So for folks who are not familiar, this takes place in Japan. And they do this show where they film young children, toddlers, 2, 3, 4, 5 year olds, running these errands. And it started as this show called First Errand. It's been on the air in Japan for like 30 years. But now they've kind of made another version of it. It's 20 episodes. They're each about 10 minutes long. So it's not a very big time commitment. But apparently in Japan, it's not unusual to see kids running errands, like walking down busy streets, going to do things on their own as early as like 2 or 3. So
right.
the one that I watched was, you know, this kid's almost 3. So younger than Bennett and right. River. Right. And he walks like a mile, half mile each way, to a grocery store yeah. with his little like bag, and gives the lady money, has to like remember what he's shopping for, buys his things, walks back home. It's unbelievable to me. Unbelievable yeah. when I think yeah. about like, I will not let Bennett play in the front yard alone.
You won't?
Because I'm afraid she's going to run into the street.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember. But you're like, I feel like you're much more relaxed than I am.
Well, I mean, I'll let the big kids play in the front yard, but not Bennett. No.
Right. Huh. Right. I mean, not River either. Like she's, yeah. I mean, because she's 3.
So it sparked this whole thing of like, wait, are we being overly cautious? Can kids this young really do these things? Is it just a different culture? Like, what are your thoughts?
Okay. So these are my thoughts. After reading this article, it's not as bad as what you think. Apparently they spend this, the show spends months of prepping routes. They inspect the traffic pattern. Is it safe in terms of like traffic? Have there been like reports of like any sketch people? The staff and production people are in disguise on like bikes yeah. and in cars, yeah. like if something should happen. So I hate to say this, it takes away a little bit of the like, what? Because mm-hmm. they've like been, this is a controlled environment if we're being right. totally honest.
Right.
So that takes away a little bit of the risk of it.
But these kids are doing this like normally though, right? Like this is like a thing for them.
I don't know. Because I don't have any experience in Tokyo. Are they really walking at less than 3, like, you know, a mile to the grocery store? No, but I think the article talks about how in Japan, they teach kids like sort of self-reliance earlier. Mm-hmm. They expect them to do tasks earlier. I'll be honest. I thought the whole thing, it's like a reality show, right? Like I felt like it yeah. was like, once I read this, I was like, okay, so this is like kind of a stunt. It's a reality show. The most impressive part to me, and I think it is worth watching an episode or so, is that this kid, so the mom gives him 3 things that he needs to get at the grocery mm-hmm. store. It's like flowers, tofu, and like curry. And honest to God, he gets there and he struggles a little bit, but remembers them and then comes back, like knows what to do, grabs a buggy. That was the most remarkable part, is like, maybe we don't give our kids enough
credit
mm-hmm. because they are watching, they're observing, and they're remembering things. That was like the most remarkable part to me. Like maybe I don't give River enough credit. Like, you know, I probably could give her more I just don't assume like mm-hmm. she's not gonna remember. Mm-hmm. She's gonna get mm-hmm. distracted. That was mm-hmm. am I gonna let her walk him out of the grocery store? Like no. Hell no. But you know, am I gonna give her more credit? Yes. That was like the part to me, the takeaway for me
here. Right. Well, and it did talk about I think when they turn 6 and they go to elementary school, they do legit start like running errands for their right. parents.
But not Japan, at like 2
which
and
is
a half.
Crazy. Right. No, right. probably not. Right. I mean, I think yeah. who knows like when they really start. And I'm sure every family is different, but and the other thing was they talked about like the urban planning. Like, you know, like Katie, we live kind of in the same general area. You know, our kids could not even feasibly walk, right? I mean, yes, this kid crossed like kind of a busy street, but like we don't even have a grocery. I mean, we have a grocery semi-close, but like there's no way our children could walk.
Well, I don't know. River could. River. Well, I mean,
River maybe could.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like the grocery store from our house is like truly like,
not that far.
Not that far. Like there's a crosswalk. There's a sidewalk. Mm-hmm, she could do it. Would I let her cross Merriman Avenue, which if you live in Western North Carolina, like that's like the major road next to Karen and I's house. Like, heck no. But I will say this, when you were like looking at their like urban planning in that episode, I didn't see like anything that I was like, oh, they have great crosswalks. Oh, they have great like lights. Did you?
Well, no, but I think the thing is they do have like this sense of culture of like, this is what kids do. Right. So like, it's not as weird. Like, if we saw a toddler walking down the street to our local grocery, I would stop and call 911 and be like, there's a kid that like doesn't have parents. Like this kid is lost. I would like jump out of my car and grab him to save him. Like
nobody would blame you. You'd be like hailed a hero. Like the fire department would give you an award next week. Yeah.
So I think it's just like a different state of mind, right? It's a different culture that these kids are allowed to do this. It did make me realize, so I totally not the same at all. But my kids, you know, Elroy was like, oh, you know, she's like such a big helper and wants to do everything, you know, 6 years old, like ready to like be a mom and like do everything that adults do. And she was like, I want to start making my lunch. And it was one of those things that I was like, I don't think you can do that yet.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and then like one day I was like, you know what? Okay. And she like just went, got the stool, got up into the refrigerator, got what she needed, like knew where stuff was, which I was like, how do you know where these things are in their refrigerator?
Because kids pay more attention than what you think.
They do. Exactly. Yes. So anyway, she like makes her whole lunch and now she can like make her lunch every night.
Oh my gosh. You said Elroy to my house.
Which is great.
Yeah.
And now I have to like convince her to make Henry's too. Cause you know, he like could care less. He's like, whatever. Can Elroy do mine too? Since she's like being super helpful. I'm still playing cars over here, but anyway, but it did make me think of that. And like your point of like, you know, what else can our kids do that we just like aren't,
right,
you know, realizing, like if we take a step back and say like, wait a minute, like, sure. Yeah. And like, is her lunch great? Like, I don't even know. Some days I'm like, what did you put in that lunch?
Yeah.
Like, was it like three pieces of candy and like two grapes? I don't know, but like, whatever. Like I didn't have to do it.
So. Right. Yeah. The show is definitely, it's cute. It's like worth watching. And it's just, like I said, it's
unbelievable. It's unbelievable to watch it and see these little kids toddler. When we have the same ish ages kid, like, I'm like, I cannot even imagine.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't recommend doing it because I feel like DSS will be called on you like next week. So like, don't try.
I would come in and swoop the child away. I mean, I really would be like, oh my goodness, this poor child is lost. Like these parents, what are they doing?
Yes.
It'd be crazy.
Yes.
Obviously, we don't live in Japan.
Obviously.
Yes.
Okay, so let's move on. This article is, I gotta tell you, like, just side note, like, being not being at work, like, I have all these, like, screens because I couldn't, like, the rundown for the show was on, like, in my work email, and for some reason, like, my work email, I couldn't forward it to, like, my personal email because, like, they thought it was, like, a virus, so I have, like, this is just a lot. Like, I got notepads and like computers. Yeah. I have an iPad here. I have my phone. Anyway, it's just a lot.
Have COVID and you're still podcasting. So I think it's like a win. Is this my win?
Could this be my win for the week? Yes. Good. Cause I was really struggling there for that a win.
Yeah. I realized I gave you the win. I'm like, week for a win when you're COVID.
This is like a Karen win. Karen's wins are always like fails, but somehow she turns it into a win. Yeah, so like, So this one is from Desert News, how parents can do a lot less and enjoy their children more. Yes, please. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the author here talks about how she has her first baby like in her late 30s. She thinks it's like she's so like wise and it's going to go great and it goes terrible. She reads all these parenting books and they basically start practicing attachment parenting. Which means like her and her husband, like every time like the baby like sighs, they're like picking him up and like, you know, what can we do? Like, you know, I'm just overly attentive. So then she talks about, she starts reading about this new theory. It was sort of developed in World War II. And it's kind of catching, it's, you know, people are still talking about it. It's catching some steam right now, developed by a pediatrician with kids. And the idea is like, even babies could communicate their needs if adults slowed down and pay attention, she came to believe that parents could do a lot less and enjoy their kids a little bit more. And the name of the movement, if you will, is called Resources for Infant Educators, or RIE is what they is like sort of the pseudonym mm-hmm. they go with. It's started in LA. And so the idea is the movement imposes calm, sets boundaries, and treats infants as a partner rather than as an experiment gone wrong. You interact wholeheartedly with your infant, but interfere minimally as long as the kid is safe. And so it talks about like, if your baby is crying, you talk to the baby more like an adult. Like, I hear that you're crying and I don't know, I'm not totally sure why. Like, maybe you're hungry, but I have fed you. Maybe you have a gas bubble. I'll see if I can help you. That kind of thing. It talks about like sort of letting your child, like even if you're potty training or doing all of those things, like not to push things, to sort of let your child sort of lead the way. And you don't, if your child's trying to roll over and he's frustrated, you don't help him. You let him continue to be frustrated because that's how your kid learns. You don't interfere. What did you think about this?
I liked it. I think it has a lot of good points. One of the things I liked was that it said babies need to experience their emotions, which made a lot of sense to me, but was something I hadn't really thought about. Like, even though they're tiny little infants, they still have a lot going on in their brains that of course they can't tell us. But, you know, one of the things said someone told the baby, like, I'm going to pick you up now and go change your diaper. Which seems silly. And they even said in the article, like, at first it seemed silly, but then like the child was like, okay. And like, obviously doesn't completely understand what the person's saying, but just that like communication and notification give you a couple seconds. And then you're like, okay, this is about to happen. And the baby like could tell was like kind of preparing now for like, okay, she's going to pick me up and take me and do this other thing.
Instead of just grabbing the baby, like the baby's playing or the baby's doing something else and you just grab them and pick them up. And it's like, you know, that would be a startling and annoying to anyone.
So like, of course we should give them a second. And like, so I think it makes a lot of good points. It's funny, you know, and I don't think I've told you this, Katie, but, so Sam, three and a half months, is rolling over, like just already rolling over. Yeah. And this made me think of this because I'm like, well, cause I just lay him down and there's so many other people and things going on that I don't like as this article is saying, we get out of the way. Like, I know he's safe. He's on a blanket on the rug, you know? But I don't, like, if he's fussy or crying, I'm not going to, like, run in there every second because I can't,
right?
And, so one day we went in there and he's just rolling over. He's on his belly and he's like, hey. But it just makes you wonder, like, how, like, would my other kids have done that if I hadn't have, like, ran in right away when they fussed and been like, oh, gosh, let me roll you back on your back. You know, this is too early or whatever. It does make you think, like, well, if we just kind of let them do their thing, and it said in the article, too, talked about like their natural state and like, look, in my opinion, like God made these babies, you know, like there's a plan for them. There, you know, there's this natural progression of things. If we kind of step back and just let them do their thing. Like,
which is a lot easier than, a lot easier said than done, by the way, though. Like, this is the only thing is sometimes these parenting things, like I just get like, okay, so your baby's like up crying like every hour in the middle of the night. Like, sometimes it's like there's a time and a place for some of these things. And other times, like, yeah, you're just like in the thick of it, man. Like, this is just like the way it is. Like,
sure.
Do you know what
I'm
saying?
And obviously, like, you have to attend to them if they're like, crying, you know, like it can't be all the time.
But. And I will say this, like, I kind of thought this like flew in the face of some of the things, like, remember the potty training book that we both used to like great success? Mm-hmm. I feel like this is the opposite of that potty
training. That book is like, be all over them.
Yeah. Like, you sort of like force the issue, you know, baby wise, like I think this kind of flies in the face of like baby wise, right? Like, that's not letting your kid do naturally, like what they want to do. Right. That's like,
baby wise, you wake like, them up. Yeah.
Imposing like what you need, you know, which I, it's like the whole sleep training thing. Like, you know, this is the opposite of it. And I think a lot of people would argue that like sleep training is like how they survived. So if, I think again, it's like what we always talk about. Like, if this works for you, or if there's like some parts of this that mm-hmm. you can incorporate mm-hmm. in that makes your life less stressful and works for your kid, that's great. But if it doesn't, then it doesn't. Yeah. Like, I just know, like, I'm very, like, it would not work for me just to be like, oh, like, I'm just going to let, you know, he's crying yeah. and he's frustrated, so I'm just going to let him go there for a while. I just know my personality and I would be like, that would drive me bonkers and it would stress me out more. It would be like,
right.
opposite. You know?
I think for me, it's just like, you know, yeah. Like what you said, like a couple of the tidbits that I'm like, you know, maybe 5% of the time, right? Like come upon a situation, you're like, oh, let me remember this rye thing, maybe it helps you a little bit, you know, in certain situations.
Well, and I think it brings up the fact that like babies have like their own own natural instincts, and maybe mm-hmm. let them sort mm-hmm. of work it out a little bit.
Right.
And remember that they're like, you know, it's almost like you're like, you know, babies are like little like animals, resilient. Right? Like, yeah. And they can't talk and they can't communicate. So they like have other ways of doing all of that. And maybe it's like mm-hmm. smart to sort of like tune into that and just remember that. I don't know.
It's interesting. I will say, like, reading this article with a 3-month-old, it's amazing to me how much of this rings true. Like how much of it I'm like, yes, like he is so tiny, but he can't like, you know, laughing and smiling, like they pick up on those things so quickly.
Yeah.
You forget like how advanced and how much they can do even when they're just 3 months old.
And I feel like it's one of those things, like it's super obvious. Like, why do we need an article to tell us this? Like, it's super obvious, but like you do need an article to tell you this, because mm-hmm. there's just having a new baby comes with so many conflicting emotions. It's like, you do need somebody to like spell it out for you, you know? So
yeah,
definitely worth a read, especially if you have a new baby or about to have a new baby.
Mom's the word.
So the mums this week is for you, Katie.
Okay.
Stuck at home in quarantine. You may know about it. You may know about it already. But have you heard of Go Noodle?
No. What's that?
Okay. So it's, you know, just Google Go Noodle. It's this, I don't know if it's like really an app or just like on your browser, but it's amazing. So my kids use it at school, and I'm kind of one of those people that I'm like, if the teachers believe in it, I'm just going to believe in it. I don't even have to like really,
you're like,
you
I
know,
don't think,
like,
I don't need to vet it. The teachers like
right,
it.
Right. Exactly. I don't need to like do my research. The teachers use it. I'm in. They love it. So it's got a lot of different things going on, but one of the things that they do at school, I think for like exercise breaks when, you know, it's rainy out, they can't go outside for recess, whatever. They play like the songs, you know, like Kids Bop songs, and there's like somebody dancing and they'll like try to do the dance moves for it.
Okay.
So my kids love that. Right
now. Okay.
Yeah. So my kids love that. You can find like any song, and there'll be, you know, any kid song, of course, and there'll be somebody like doing the dance moves, and Ellery will come on and be like, we learned the dance for Dynamite today at Go Noodle. And she'll like show me how to do it, which of course works on a lot of things for kids. Right.
Right.
But there's also like different, channels, different videos, like lots of different stuff on there. And I just thought, you know what? Katie might be able to use this week while she's stuck at home with her toddler.
So we had a long flight on our vacation, and like, honestly, we haven't felt that well. Like, Brian's trying to work from home. Like, I'm trying to do like, I was actually just thinking last night, like, remember when I used to worry about screen time?
Does not matter anymore. Yeah. Especially when you have COVID. Yeah.
I literally like just don't care anymore, which is like awful. Like, talk to me next week and maybe I'll care. Like, I pray that I care next week.
You don't need to care for a long time. But if you need something else on the screen to help keep her occupied, I think she would like it.
I like this. And I'm just looking at it right now. Like, I love these, like, River loves to exercise. She's always like, mommy, are we going to exercise and get strong? Mm-hmm. So like, I love these, like, maybe we could do some of these together. Like, I'm in. Can you,
and I think there's a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Like my smart TV, like pull that up.
Add to my screen time. On YouTube.
Just get it on that screen time. Yeah.
You know, when you have COVID, screen time doesn't matter.
That's like a verifiable like mom fact?
Yeah. CDC said it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did see that in the recommendations. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you no longer have to wear masks. You can have as much screen time as possible. Yeah. All right. So last article of the day, this is called Decency for Pregnant Women is Changing. So thank you, Rihanna. I thought you might like this one.
I did.
I don't know. Had you seen this Vogue cover before?
Yeah, I get Vogue. So I've seen it.
Okay. I have not, but it is crazy, you guys. So this is the Vogue May 22 cover. She is very pregnant in a head to toe red
lace bodysuit,
like head to toe, with the flowers, of course, like appropriately placed, you know, and her body like turned in such a way that, you know, whatever. Now, would I ever wear that red lace bodysuit pregnant? Absolutely not.
But would you wear it when you weren't pregnant?
Absolutely not. I'm no Rihanna, but this is the point of the article. She has said, you know, I don't want to cover up, but show off my new curves, which is wonderful. She picks clothes as a pregnant woman that accentuate her belly, crop tops, low-rise pants, transparent tops, belly chains, all the things.
Hello. Yeah.
So, and what this article is saying, and I really agree with, is, you know, first of all, let's just all be okay with, like, we don't have to hide a pregnant belly anymore, right? 100. Like, we are not, we do not have 100. To hide it.
Yeah.
And the second point that I really liked is that she herself just said, you know what? I'm pregnant, but I'm not going to change my style. I'm going to keep dressing in my adventurous, crazy style, even with a pregnant belly. Which I love. And I think is like the message for all of us, right? Like, even when we get pregnant, we don't have to change anything. Like, if we still want to dress crazy, we can dress crazy. If we still want to dress our normal way, we can dress our normal way. Right.
Yeah.
But just this like understanding and kind of, you know, change of thought of, look, we don't have to like put on big moo-moos when we're pregnant.
Right. Which, and I'll be honest with you, I feel like there's been a huge turn in like the last like 10 to 15 years about that anyway. Like I didn't wear muumuus when I was like pregnant, but I did look today. Cause I was like, I do remember being like very like, ugh, these maternity clothes are so ugly. Like a lot of florals and just like, blah. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of still out there. And the other thing is like, let's be real. Like ain't nobody going to dress like Rihanna pregnant other than like Rihanna. Like, I mean, listen, I love it. Is that realistic? Like, oh, no, where would you wear those things, by the way? Like, you know, like to the dentist, to work?
To the grocery store near our house, maybe, that we were talking about as we're like picking up our 2-year old.
Then we would, like, let me tell you something. Would DSS would definitely be called
if we were wearing a red lace jumpsuit, super pregnant. Yeah.
Coming to pick up our kid who just crossed the street by herself. I mean, listen, I dig it. Rihanna gets away with it because she's like freaking Rihanna. I am with you that like I'm over. It's funny. I don't know. Did you watch? You probably didn't. There's a movie about Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. I can't remember
the
name of it.
I've seen it, but I haven't watched it.
Nicole Kidman is in it. It's so good. But it's just basically like the story of them. I think it's on Netflix. Maybe it's on Apple. Anyway, on one of the streaming services. But there's a whole conversation about they're like filming their show based on a true story, obviously. Mm-hmm. And Lucy's pregnant and she's like, and we're going to like, I'm going to be pregnant on the show. And the male producers around are like, wait, what? Like, you can't even say pregnant on network television, like let alone be pregnant. And she was like, I'm going to do it. But isn't that, I mean, that wasn't that long ago. We're talking about the 50s it was like, you had to like, you basically had to just like go into hiding. Like you had to like go into seclusion because you were pregnant. So
I mean, you know, like no one sees you for 9 months and you pop back out with a baby. Yeah.
Although I won't lie, like sometimes that's kind of like that kind of sounds nice. But
and you're more fashionable than me, so maybe I just wasn't in that fashion, like in that realm. But I very distinctly remember when I got pregnant with Ella Rae. So this would have been almost 7 years ago now.
Yeah.
Feeling like there was the motherhood maternity store, right? And like things weren't as popular then to buy online. Like there just wasn't a lot of options. Again, maybe there was a couple things that I just wasn't aware of.
Yeah.
But I do feel like even in the, like since from my first kid to now, things have changed a lot, right? There's a lot more maternity clothes, a lot more like the normal companies sell a maternity line, right? I wish more did, but I do think there's more options and they are more flattering. But I do think there is still, I think, that like a lot of people who would be like, you know, and especially for us as news people, right? Like I definitely remember messages from all of my pregnancies, you know, like, oh, put that belly away, you know, like,
gosh,
you
no.
shouldn't wear that on TV if you're pregnant.
There are very few things worse than being pregnant on local TV, mm-hmm. if we're being totally honest. Mm-hmm. And this won't surprise anybody, like, I didn't even wear that many maternity clothes. Like, I just, like, made things into maternity clothes because I, like, hated so
Which
much.
Which is, like,
I
the thing it. Now, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're I hated, awful. Hated them. So, yeah, will any of our pregnant friends be dressing like Rihanna anytime soon?
I mean...
Probably not. I mean, if you are... Kudos to you, my friend.
Celebrate that belly.
Ladies, I gotta see it. But you know, I think there is something we can take away here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
and that's just that, like, do you. I mean, you know,
yeah,
right? Like, do you, and you don't have to like hide behind those ugly floral muumuus. And don't ever, like, even when you're not pregnant, don't wear those. They're just not good.
Win of the week.
So do you have another win, or should we just celebrate the fact that you have COVID and we like made it, we made a podcast happen today?
As I'm like,
that's a win enough for me.
Right. No, you know, I was thinking today, I mean, obviously we just did take this like tropical vacation, but that feels like very on the nose to say that that's my win. You know, the only, one of the nice things about COVID is like, I get to spend more time with River. Like I never get to wait. The only time I wake up with River is like on Saturdays and Sundays. And so it's been really nice this week to like, go into a room and be like, good morning, how are you? Like, just be be part of her morning routine. I mean, if that's the, I feel like I'm back in locked. I feel like it's back 2020, like Brian and I are arguing and like, nobody, like, it's like you get up in the morning, you have like nothing to do and everything to do. And like the laundry is piling up and the house is a mess, but like you never leave the house. So like, you can't, like, there's no point in cleaning it. Cause like 10 minutes later, it's like a mess again.
Exactly.
But like, I just will say like, the nice part is just getting to spend more time with her. There's less pressure. Like this week, I'm like enjoying less pressure at bedtime. Cause I'm not like, I need you to get in bed so that I can go to bed. So I will say this, like when I do go back to work, likely next week, it's going to be, like a rude awakening for everybody. But yeah, so there's my win, is just COVID has afforded me the delight of waking up with River.
Oh
yeah.
I know, that is a special moment. If they wake up in a good mood, if they wake up not in a good mood,
which is that's hit or miss as well. Mm-hmm.
I had two different children come in my room at I think 4 and 5 this morning.
Is it what?
I'm like, No, I'm like, it is a school day. I will wake you up when it is time. Do not move out of that bed until that moment. Until then, go back to sleep.
I just want to say this. I've said this before, and we'll see if this holds true. River is like a three-nager. Like she, if you go into her room before she's ready to get up, she's like, get out, go away. Like she is not, and
I love it.
She is not someone who gets up at like, you know, 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. mm-hmm. like, and mm-hmm. don't, and right now is lovely, but you know, once she starts school, like just.
Yeah, but you have time. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy it.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to. Yeah.
Enjoy it. Cause the little like 5:45
nudges.
And they're like wide awake. It's like wide awake. Like, hi, what are we doing today? And I'm like, oh my gosh, it is so early. Like
too
I
early.
Cannot right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I hope you get some sleep, maybe.
Good. Like I said, I'm feeling okay. Like I've been like going to bed at 9 and waking up at like 7. It's been good. It's all been good. Yeah. I'm hopeful that next time we podcast, we're going to podcast in person and that all of this will be just a memory. A COVID memory, if you will.
Well, and now the one silver lining is now you've got that like added layer of protection. So
I know.
After this week, you can just like enter into the world.
You're like
a regular
up?
Person.
What's up? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Yeah. All right. Well, we hope everyone has a great week. Katie, hope you guys feel okay. Don't forget to follow us on all the things, Facebook, Instagram. We have a new Facebook page.
Woohoo!
So don't forget to do that, subscribe, rate, review, and have a good one.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anchor Moms, the podcast.
Thanks for listening.